Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman bringing us back. You know him as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Scott Arno, newly minted CISSP. That's a big honking cybersecurity credential. Probably didn't even say that right. It's so far above my head, but we're so proud of the new credential that Scott has. And as I said before, he's the kind of a talent that we like having around here on our show. Scott, thanks again for being here. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for all the time, all the great wisdom and information you've given us. Internet of Things. So I have a new thermostat in my office. new system, new heating and air conditioning system this year, last year. And they put a internet connected thermostat, my first one. So I can be wherever I am in the world, and I can control. I tell the ladies here, if they don't behave themselves and get their work done, I'll turn the heat off. I can, from wherever I am, right? I'm in Bangladesh. I can turn the heat off because it's an Internet of Things thing, right? That's what it is. It's an Internet of Things device, like a refrigerator that tells you when the milk needs to be replaced or whatever, right?
Well, that's certainly some variance on it. Part of the trick with the Internet of Things is it's so much stuff. It's everything from a router to a medical device to just what you're talking about, a connected thermostat or fridge.
To paint that tells you where the box is.
Yeah, it's basically internet-connected stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of security challenges here.
Could it also be RFID? Does that qualify? Because it probably connects to the Internet somewhere, doesn't it?
Well, an RFID reader could be internet-connected. The actual reading itself, it's a radio frequency.
That's radio frequency.
That's short range.
But ultimately,
the reader could be connected to something.
But it's not good. It doesn't help if we don't get the information, right? So that's
exactly
that's where it's connected.
So
it's
very possible that could be external. Sometimes it's just localized, right. Like it's an RFID reader to see, you know, if you're legit to get into
so
a certain
system. So what should small business owners think about IoT?
At this point, my big suggestion would be try to avoid it, but
why?
I know that's not
come
always
on, you're
realistic.
Don't be a Luddite on me now, Scott. Why do you say that?
It's not so much I don't like the new technology, it's just the way it's designed now, the security on it is borderline atrocious.
You're worried about the security of it.
It's terrible. It's really, really lousy.
Well, really?
Okay, try and think of it this way. Let's say we're talking about your thermostat. So let's say someone wants to have a little fun with Jim Blasingame. And they decide, right in the dead of summer, we're going to kill your AC and turn the thermostat all the way up unless you pay us a ransom of, say, $1,000.
Hmm.
Now, on a small scale, that's annoying. But let's say someone wants to really cause some real havoc. Instead of taking out one thermostat, maybe they take out 10,000 thermostats all from the same manufacturer at the same time. Think about the effect on, basically, not only national infrastructure, but just the ability to respond.
And so you're worried about it's another way of thinking about the exposure to the grid, aren't you?
Yeah, and the thing is that can hit a bunch of different things. Let's say an enemy wants to sow some serious dissent in the U.S. Let's say they decide a certain car manufacturer, they get inside their systems,
right.
And they make every car of that manufacturer accelerate at the same time.
Mm.
Say it's during morning rush hour.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, that's going to be a real problem.
And they can
it?
Do that because I have a car that tells me that I get a report because it's connected up. And if I have a low tire pressure, it tells me.
Well, that's the thing. You know, attackers who are smart are not going to tell you what they're up to.
No, I understand.
We find things that come out in the news. There was actually a story last year about a couple of security researchers who were able to commandeer a Jeep,
right.
Which was a reporter for Wired was using it. And to Jeep's credit, they immediately did a recall and fixed that particular
But here's
flaw.
The thing. Here's the thing, though. Whatever we use is one thing, but don't we need to have some kind of an approach, an awareness, a campaign to secure these things?
Well, I mean, in a realistic sense, what needs to be done is they need to be designed in a secure fashion to start with. I mean, at this point, I almost think the biggest help you could get might actually be from lawyers who would bring a class action suit to sort of slap them until they start making these things secure.
Wow.
Because the way they design them now, they're rushing them out.
Right.
And, yes, they work, but the security aspect is crappy. Yes,
right.
you can use your thermostat from Timbuktu if you want to, sure. But that also means an attacker located wherever can also get into your thermostat.
Scott,
it's not properly secured.
Thank you for killing our nice buzz there.
Yeah, I'm no fun at all.
Hey, Scott, why don't you like fun?
yeah, but I like being a wet blanket.
We can always count on you for the truth, and that's all we ask for. Hey, Scott, good job today. Give us the website.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Give us the website, please.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
So check it out, folks. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Scott Arnold, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.